Today's program has been brought to you by the International Culinary Center, offering courses that range from classic French techniques in culinary, pastry, and bread baking to Italian studies to management, from culinary technology to food writing, from cake making to wine tasting. For more information, visit internationalculinarycenter.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
From Gramercy Tavern in New York City, the Mass Attack,
Mass Attack, Mass Attack
Weight Loss Competition. The Mass Attack is a weight loss competition that began on Wednesday, January 23rd, and ends 8 weeks later on Wednesday, March 20th. The winners will be determined by percentage of weight lost over the 8 week period and will each receive $400.
We are actually really on the line. We're in the studio and on the phone with Dana Singer of Gramercy Tavern. Dana, what's up?
Karen.
I was really excited to see your name come through on the sign-up sheet, and I'm curious, how has the Mass Attack been treating you?
Well, it's been hard, actually. I'm in 4 weeks now, and I had decided to try a vegan diet.
Whoa.
And yeah, totally. it's really been challenging. Everything has changed, you know, daily, and so it's definitely a challenge, but in a good way too.
Yeah. So you weren't vegetarian before you skipped that step and went straight to vegan?
No. I was a pescatarian, and my son is a vegetarian, and I had you know, we mostly cook vegetarian meals at home, but I'm without a doubt like in love with dairy and cheese. And like when I look at my diet, I definitely like the two things that I eat the most of would be Nancy Olsen's cookies and cheese. And so when I decided to do this Mass Attack thing, and I looked at those things that I ate the most of, and I decided to take them out, and so I was left with a vegan diet.
Oh man! So, what is your?
I know.
I experimented with a vegan lifestyle for about a month, like 8 years ago, and I've been scarred ever since. No, I mean, vegan's great. It's an interesting choice for people to make. How are you finding it? I know when I was going vegan, it just felt like I really had to do a lot of planning ahead to make sure I got enough food.
Yeah, totally. It is a lot of planning ahead, and like I often feel panicked when I when family meal comes up at work, right? So I have to, most of the dishes, like they're all organized and they tell you what's in them, and most of them aren't vegan, so you get like maybe one option, and so there's a lot of planning that's involved, and and it's a little bit more costly. It is an interesting lifestyle choice for people who can maintain it. I am in total awe of anybody who can maintain this for extended periods of time. It's just so noble. It's really interesting.
So
it's interesting to like to try this as a different perspective in the way that I look at food and the way that I make my choices, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think anytime you're really like adding a new level of consciousness to your diet, it definitely kind of opens your eyes up to like what you're intaking. I'm curious, what was your goal for the competition? Are you looking for weight loss, body fat? Like, what are you hoping to attain at the end of the 8 weeks?
Well, it was weight loss for sure. I had a running injury. I'm a runner, and I had a running injury back in November, early November, and I put on 10 pounds. And so it was kind of there, and it wasn't going away, and I didn't, you know, I don't like the idea of dieting necessarily. It's just, I often feel like that pressure, it's just too much for me. And also, it just makes me unhappy. And so, but I definitely wanted to lose the weight, so I wanted to figure out a way to look at my diet and make it as healthy as possible. And so I want to lose 10, I wanted to lose 15 pounds around, 15 to 20 pounds, because I was 10 pounds over my normal weight. I'm sorry, I'm on the train right now. So anyway, yes, I wanted to lose weight, and I've lost 6 pounds so far. So I'm in the middle of it.
Awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Now, how is it, you know, I know it's a friendly competition. Do you have, like, kind of allies and competitors? I mean, you guys aren't out there, like, trying to sabotage each other by switching out, you know, your, like, half and half for full cream or anything like that.
I hope not. No, God, no. No, it's totally a friendly competition. I can't even imagine. I think we're way too busy at the restaurant to, like, start worrying about, I mean, I'm frankly too busy worrying about my own food to worry about somebody else.
And what is your position at the restaurant?
I'm a captain.
You're a captain. Aye, aye, captain. What does that mean?
So the style of service at Gramercy is a French style of service, in that there's a captain there's like a three people in each station. There is a captain who is in charge of managing and maintaining the whole station and making sure that that everything runs smoothly. So then there's the front waiter who is working in concert with the captain to, like, facilitate that and to assist in any way possible, putting down glassware, putting down mise en place, taking the order from the captain, and then, like, it was once described to me that the captain is the architect, and then, you know, the front waiter is the builder, and then we have the back waiter who is, you know, helping with bread service and water and resetting tables and things like that. So it's a pretty organized system.
Yeah, all coming together for that fluid Gramercy Tavern service experience that we have all come to expect and love. What about exercise? Now, you mentioned you had a running injury. Have you been able to find another kind of way to manage the kind of physical aspects of the weight loss goal, or how is that fitting in?
Yeah, actually, it's mostly built around that. I'm feeling better, so I am running again. I'm not running as far and as long, but I'm definitely doing that. And I'm so sorry, Mom. So I've been running, and I've been doing. I'm slightly embarrassed to admit this, but I've been doing these Jillian Michael workout videos.
Oh, she's rad. Come on.
I'd rep
so Jillian.
Go ahead. So tell me about your experience with her.
No, I mean, mostly I got obsessed with the show actually when I was working at Gramercy Tavern, because I think I had like Tuesdays off. So I was into it. I haven't actually done any of the workout videos, but I got to support that. I mean, she's really reaching whole segments of the population that I think, you know, could use the encouragement and the structure that she provides, so.
Yeah, and that's it, right? It's the structure. I work really well with structure. I think that is the interesting part of doing this diet. So, like, there are definite boundaries and clear-cut rules in the way that I'm seeing this. And philosophically, I'm not opposed to dairy, and I'm not opposed to animal byproduct or anything like that, and I understand that, and I, like I said, I think it's noble for folks who are living that lifestyle, but I think with exercise too, like, I think that discipline is really important, and I found it with the food too, like, it's definitely working out, and not to say that I'm doing it perfectly, and I have moments where I'm pretty angry about it.
You still have to, like, face that pile of Nancy Olsen cookies at the end of the night and walk away.
Well, you know, at the end of the night, the cookies come out, right? And, you know, because we make them fresh every day, we make everything fresh every day, so they can't use them for service. So we get to eat them, right? So that was the original 10 pounds that I lost before my running injury.
Awesome. Cool. Well, Dana, thanks so much for joining us to give us a little bit of the update. We look forward to, you know, hearing how you your progress goes towards the end of the competition.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Tune in next week for another update from someone on the GT team regarding the mass attack.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.